is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is UAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instruct at USAPrepares.com or text 430-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I can't do it again. Dr. Shea, does it smell like bliss in your video too?
It does, but that security laugh always raises up with level.
I'm talking about some of the trouble that I'm getting myself into, and it's so easy, you know.
And
a lot of fun. Yeah, for me, but for others, it's not so fun. I'm talking about, like, the city of Lebanon. Everyone all set? Here we go. 2 hours of USAPrepares.com. Dr. Norm Shealy. And Trevor's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And we're going to talk about so many medical things that I've got on my list. But, you know, before the broadcast, Dr. Shealy, Trevor said to me, is it possible to have too much caffeine? And he the equivalent of 4 espressos this morning. What do you think about that? Is it possible to have too much caffeine?
Yeah. For the average person, 2 or 3 cups of coffee, which is a maximum of 450 milligrams of caffeine a day, is pretty safe. But the more you go above that, the more stress it actually produces on your total body. And in fact, I know someone who actually went to near death, had to be resuscitated with excess caffeine. Like most things in life, moderation is the best. Now, personally, I drink something called Gano, G-A-N-O coffee, which is a mixture of black coffee and reishi mushroom, which improves health and fitness tremendously and minimizes the caffeine. A cup of it only has 50 milligrams instead of up to 150 milligrams of caffeine. So, in general, my caffeine intake is 1 milligram a day.
Dr. Shealy, I often get criticized here at the farm because I do something that no one likes except me. Children don't like it. Mrs. Feller didn't like it. I don't think my mom likes it. If I'm going to have juice, let's say cranberry juice, I'll dilute it maybe with 50% water, pure water. If I'm going to have grapefruit juice, the same thing. Lemonade, rarely do I have it, but if I were to have it, it would be like 2/3 water, 1/3 lemonade. Tea, I'll make a pot of tea. One of those commercial coffee pots have the round bottom, like a coffee maker pot. Put that on the get cook stove and bag, and I'll leave it in for a very, very short time. If it's, you know, like a orange pekoe or cut black tea or green tea, just one. If it's chamomile, just 1 10 cups of water. So it's about everything I drink, more than anyone else, I believe, most people would. And when I make coffee, in standard coffee, I probably use half as much coffee in that coffee maker as I would be recommended by the coffee manufacturer. So, is that a good or a bad thing to do?
Oh, no, it is a good. With whole juices, you know, grape, orange, sort of thing, with cranberries, the average coke juice is like some carries it on water and sugar. I do not buy regular cranberry juice. I buy the total juice cranberry. What they sweeten it with is apple juice, but at least 100% juice or whatever sugar is that came out of the fruit, not a, bowl.
Right. And if you look at the cranberry, what's called cranberry juice, the color is not the color of cranberry juice. It's like a brighter red, whereas cranberry juice is more of a brownish red. So yeah, I drink the same kind you do.
Well, the other thing, by the way, I take every morning cranberry capsule, which are dried cranberries, not cranberry. And the reason I do that is the urine is great. You want the pH of your urine between 5.5 and 6.5. And it just have the cranberries.
Okay, so that actually based on what you're saying, then to have a pH, is that correct?
Oh, yeah. If you check pH live and urine, the saliva, I would like 7.4. And anything below is seriously damaging to your. Anything above 6.5 really increases your urinary infections. So I like mine to be at 5.5.
Let me see.
Yeah.
By the way, a significant delay this morning. I'll fix that at the break, or I'll try to set the break. Now, you're 5.5 to 6.5 each of urine. That's your desire. What was it for saliva?
Well, I like it at 7.4, but when it gets below 7, you're in trouble.
Okay. And what do we do if it's below 7?
Well, you cut out that increase the acidity of your blood. There's a difference between what you take in, well, and not acidizing or inducing. For instance, citrus, which is, you know, actually, all citrus is itself somewhat acid, but its body produces alkaline response. Except root are cranberries and plums. All the fruit are alkaline producing.
You know, that's using to most because we remember chemistry and we remember acids and but in vinegar and we know which is which and we know the reaction. It's so hard for us to understand, me for to understand how you can take a citrus fruit, which is absolutely, you know, like a lemon or a grapefruit or an orange, that would be in the body alkaline producing. Is there a way to remember that? Is there like phrase or something? Remember which fruit are alkaline producing?
You know, I don't know a memory phrase will do it. I just have so many that it's natural. Cranberries, mm-hmm. Okay. And rhubarb are the acid-producing. These are,
okay, cranberry, plums, and rhubarb.
And rhubarb. The acid-producing fruits,
okay,
are acid producing.
You know, the mentioned that when I was studying elementary school, my dad made a friend, Roy G, R-O-Y, middle initial B, last name B-I, and it's a fictitious name. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, in, you know, the visible spectrum, and that's how I, you know, I remember in order the colors of the spectrum, Roy G. B. So now it's PR for Chris Plus and Rhubarb. Okay. Shelly, I have experimented with diatomaceous earth, and I've heard so many stories over the years about the health benefits of it. And people say no, some people say yes, but the indication that if you use food diatomaceous earth, which is not in any way pure micro crushed animals, you know, ones used years ago, the dark of the product, which is the consistency of flour, will kill parasites within the body. I got to tell you, taking a teaspoon at night, and when I wake up and I have so much more energy. I'm very sure of that, and I don't seem to have desire to want to eat as much food. But I'm like, here's how I would. If you had one of those caffeine, or multiple espresso coffee, the feeling that you have, the wide awake feeling, is what I have having caffeine. After I wake up, being diatomaceous.
Does it upset
what about that? Do you think it's
it causes a real
no.
upset? Huh. Well, interesting, of course.